All right, welcome back to the Amit Sehgal Telegram podcast. Today, things are pretty intense. We're diving straight into the deep end with a full-on conflict unfolding. We've got missile strikes, evacuations, international fallout, the whole shebang. It's going to be a heavy one, folks.
Yeah, definitely looks like a really intense situation unfolding. I've had a chance to glance through the data, and it seems like we've got a lot to unpack here. Ready when you are.
All right, so first off, and this is the big one, we're seeing reports of missile strikes across Israel. It sounds like things escalated pretty damn quickly. What are your initial thoughts on the scope of this attack?
Well, based on the reports coming in, it's clear this wasn't just a localized skirmish. We're talking about sirens in major metropolitan areas like Tel Aviv, the Sharon region, even down in Eilat. The fact that they hit multiple sites in the center of the country is especially concerning. It suggests a coordinated and widespread attack.
Right, and we're seeing reports of casualties, buildings damaged. It's pretty grim. There's one post that says, "Chamisha harugim veketishim ptsuim bematach shel asrot tilim balistim sheshigra Iran lifnot boker," which translates to 5 dead and about 90 injured in a barrage of dozens of ballistic missiles fired by Iran this morning. That's rough, man.
It is. And the fact that they specifically mention ballistic missiles is significant. That indicates a level of sophistication and intent to cause maximum damage. The report also highlights that most of the casualties were in Petah Tikva, which suggests they might have been targeting specific areas.
Yeah, and then you've got the IDF spokesman saying,
It is, and if true, it's a game changer. Air superiority would allow Israel to conduct strikes with relative impunity and significantly degrade Iran's ability to retaliate. It also suggests that they've managed to neutralize a significant portion of Iran's air defenses.
So while all this is going on, what's the international community doing? Are we seeing any reactions?
Well, there's that report about the French government blocking Israeli defense companies at a weapons expo. The Post says, Misrad HaBitachon bihuda'a neged memshelet Tzarfat bitz'a tzad mechoar hu pasul. The Ministry of Defense, in a statement against the French government, took an ugly and unacceptable step.
Wow, seriously? Blocking them with a black wall? That's a pretty blatant move.
It is. It suggests a significant shift in France's posture towards Israel, possibly driven by political or economic considerations. The Ministry of Defense is clearly not happy about it, accusing the French of using a political pretext to exclude Israeli weapons that compete with French industries.
Okay, so on top of everything else, we've got internal political stuff going on too. I saw a post about Ayman Odeh in the Knesset saying, Takum Medina Falastinid al Abkem Vahametkem. A Palestinian state will be established despite your anger. Even during wartime, the political battles continue, huh?
Unfortunately, yes. These kinds of deeply entrenched political divisions don't just disappear in times of crisis. It highlights the challenges of maintaining national unity, even when facing an external threat.
Now, there's also a bunch of stuff about El Al and Arkia canceling flights and preparing for rescue flights. The Post says, Luach hatisot hasadirot shel El Al v'shel Sandor mevutal ad yom sheni 23 biyuni 2025. The regular flight schedule of El Al and Sandor